What is happiness? Everyone aspires to a happy life, but nobody knows what that is. Seneca. Many will think what a pointless question when reading the title of this introduction. And they will answer that happiness is exactly that. Happiness. It's not so easy to answer this question. If you dig a little, happiness to some will be a time of joy, for others a moment of pleasure, for a few the feeling of infinite peace when they rest. There are as many types of happiness as the number of people in the world. And that's because happiness is not a mathematical formula. Happiness is an intimate experience that allows us to enjoy life and face the future with optimism. In this short journey that we will go through together, in order to be happier, to have a happier life, I only intend to help you discover your happiness. Yes, yours. Because just as you are unique, your happiness is unique and only belongs to you. So strange. So wonderful. Will you join me on this amazing journey to the center of your happiness? Instant happiness. We tend to relate happiness with a precise moment in our lives, almost always linked to our memories of the past, to what has already happened. And that time is usually short, too fleeting, a peak of extraordinary joy that was set for eternity in our memory. This is how our brain works. It's removing the everyday, the usual, unless it's repeated with extraordinary persistence, to retain the unique. It happens with the good things as well as with the bad things. The downside of this perspective, which is natural for us as human beings, is that it restricts us when it comes to being happy in the following ways. It sets exaggerated scales of happiness. What is luck? When I meet people who feel lucky, people to whom fortune smiled on some or several occasions, they generally agree on one thing. Luck or fortune didn't come by chance. Fortune requires perseverance, enthusiasm, and hard work to be reconciled with us. That is, we need to put in an effort to lure it into our lives. We can identify luck as a stroke of fortune that reaches us once in life, and we waste all our time waiting for it to strike, an approach that in most cases is ineffective. We tend to think of our unlucky star when we, stunned, watch the news about fortunate people who won the lottery, found oil beneath their farms, or had a gifted child that has made them millionaires. These are exceptional cases. However, we don't thank our lucky stars when we see or read tragic news. It just seems that these things can't happen to us, and the probability that by chance something really good happens to us is the same as the probability that something really bad happens to us. Very scarce. So we start thinking about luck as something we can control, as a path that we can choose in order to reach a goal. This requires paying attention to a series of rules, which I have called secrets, although in reality, they're just loaded with common sense. Let's walk together on this path. Do you really want to be lucky? Don't only read this brief guide. Make it a companion. Many people think that such a short guide can bring to their lives little or nothing. Is it possible to live 100 years? Lifestyle advice for living a more satisfying life. Trying to increase our longevity naturally. By Henry Ossar. Is it possible to live 100 years? Introduction. Overcoming barriers to longevity that once seemed impossible are becoming more common every day. Scientific advances, particularly in the area of health and better nutrition, are enabling human beings to significantly increase their life expectancy. But the reasons that allow some people to prevail for over 100 years of existence remain largely a mystery. After a year of research, this brief manual, which is not intended to be empirical or to make firm pledges, recommends a series of habits and tips collected from eminent scientists and interviews with people who have far exceeded the barrier of a century. I hope you find this as exciting to read as was collecting this interesting information for me, as I belong to a family with multiple cases of extreme longevity. Is it possible to live 100 years? The answer cannot be blunter. Yes. There are countries such as Spain and Japan where life expectancy is especially high. In the former, there are more than 11,000 people who live over...